Welcome to the Coda Catch-Up Podcast. My name is Jamie Jones. In this episode, I want to cover off on something that kind of rocked the web recently, and that is Mandrill essentially removing the service in terms of the free service and kind of merging it back into MailChimp or merging it into MailChimp. Now, this is a pretty big one as a lot of people used Mandrill because it had a nice free tier to be able to send up to, I think it was 10,000 emails per month. And myself, being a customer essentially of that and quite a number of my client sites, and they decide that they're going to can that. Now, this really, really shocked a lot of people because essentially you have to then pay for it. And not only do you have to pay for it, which, you know, having to pay for it, it's not that bad. You know, there was paid plans and they're quite affordable. But the fact that they are merging it into MailChimp in terms of you have to have a MailChimp account. So the new pricing for Mandrill is $20. And, you know, okay, fine, $20 a month. That's not a huge deal. If you're a business, then $20 a month for ensuring deliverability and things like that, stats, etc. You know, that's definitely easily doable. You know, from a business sense, it's a no-brainer. But the fact that you then have to have a MailChimp account as well because Mandrill's becoming an add-on. So you've got a MailChimp account, which lucky it's only $10 a month. So you're looking at $30 a month to do your transactional emails. So I probably should cover that. Anyone who wants to know what Mandrill is, it's essentially a service that MailChimp uses to send their email, which is their own infrastructure. But they open it up for people to be able to use for transactional emails. So you can send emails from your application or website to people, for example, and not have to use something like MailChimp, and you know, don't have to worry about any of the issues of sending bulk email, etc. Brilliant, brilliant service. There's lots of them out there. Mandrill just seems so awesome. All the features are fantastic. I absolutely love it. I still love all the features of Mandrill, but this is something that really, you know, it just shocked everyone. So that problem of having the MailChimp fee and having to have a MailChimp account, $10 a month, then Mandrill as an add-on for $20 a month. One of the bonuses, though, out of that $20 a month, were additional paid features in Mandrill, which is all bundled into that $20 a month fee. So that's not too bad, but yeah, it still caused quite a shock. So current users currently have until the 27th of April to merge their accounts with MailChimp, because basically after that, nothing's going to work. So to get over why they're making this change, I'm going to read from their blog. So you can find this at blog.mandrill.com. It's titled Important Changes to Mandrill. I'll also leave a link in the show notes. So they've got a title here, Why We're Making This Change. The MailChimp team built Mandrill in 2012 as a transactional email tool. It was a startup within MailChimp that functioned as a completely separate product. Mandrill is now becoming an optional add-on to paid MailChimp accounts. This is a strategic change we're making to close the gap between the two products. MailChimp is designed for marketing and Mandrill is designed for transactional messages. Each is powerful on its own, and offering Mandrill as an add-on makes MailChimp even more powerful for our small business and e-commerce customers. Our CEO and co-founder Ben Chestnut wrote more about the changes on the MailChimp blog. They've clearly got some reasons for that, and you know, from a business perspective, that's completely understandable. I think the shock is that generally what was conceived as free and they're doing so much is just being essentially pulled out from under people. And not kind of keeping existing customers on a free plan, essentially. I think that's the biggest problem that people are having with the change that they're doing. So they've listed out here what you need to know. So the application's functionality, look and feel are not changing at this time. So that's kind of saying that it's going to change. So who knows what could happen. So they've listed here some points, some important changes that will affect all Mandrill accounts. So starting today, Mandrill will adopt MailChimp's terms of use and acceptable use policy. These terms reinforce that Mandrill should be used for transactional email and bulk email marketing campaigns should be sent through MailChimp. In addition, MailChimp's privacy policy, which has always covered Mandrill, has been updated. If you have any questions about the changes, you can contact their legal department. To continue using Mandrill, all users will be required to have a paid monthly MailChimp account by the 27th of April 2016. All Mandrill users will be required to verify their sending domains and add SPF and DKIM records by the 27th of April. This is already in effect for new Mandrill users. Starting from the 16th of March, all new Mandrill accounts will be created and accessed through MailChimp. Starting the 16th of March, the Mandrill mobile application will no longer be available for installation. It will remain functional for existing users until the 27th of April. Our billing and pricing model is also changing. MailChimp will generate one consolidated bill that covers your MailChimp and Mandrill charges. Mandrill credits will be sold in blocks of 25,000 emails. Blocks will start at $20 per month. This goes into effect once your accounts are merged. Any existing discounts, free credits, and free accounts will no longer be valid once your accounts are merged. So this is really important to know if you're deciding to kind of just get it across now. Any kind of credits and things that you have if you're a paid Mandrill customer will go away. At least that's what I got from this article. Now, they're saying what you need to do. So if you already have a paid monthly MailChimp account, you'll be able to merge your account starting on the 16th of March, and they'll send you detailed instructions how to do that at that time. If you don't have a paid monthly MailChimp account and decide to create one, you can do so at any time, you know, at MailChimp.com. You'll be able to merge your account starting on the 16th of March. We'll send detailed instructions at that time. If you haven't already done so, you'll need to add SPF and DKIM records and verify ownership of your sending domains. And they've linked to an article for that. So starting on the 27th of April, Mandrill will not send any email from unverified domains or domains without valid SPF and DKIM records, including public domains like gmail.com and Yahoo. So that's pretty important. Hopefully people who have Mandrill accounts have definitely set up valid SPF and DKIM records, you know, verified your sending domains. That's something you should always do with any third-party email provider or transactional email provider. You should always do that. That helps with your deliverability and things like that. So really important that you do that. Now, last but not least, they say if you don't have a paid monthly MailChimp account merged with your Mandrill account by the 27th of April, then your Mandrill account will be disabled. So that's it. So quite a shock. I was quite shocked at this and found it quite interesting. But there are some ways around it. You can migrate to other services. SendGrid released a while ago, I believe it's still in effect, with 10,000 free emails to match up with what Mandrill was providing for free. So you can migrate to SendGrid. There are a bunch of others like Postmark and all that kind of stuff you can migrate to as well. Mandrill have actually updated this article to say that SparkPost has offered to take on any departing Mandrill users and to honor Mandrill's pricing. So this is quite interesting, and it's like they've nearly given like a free provider kind of thing, which is quite interesting to note that they're kind of partnered with someone to help these existing customers. So they're trying to reduce the issue of people going crazy that this has just been pulled out from under them. So SparkPost, I've actually never heard of these guys before. They're new to me. But they do have quite a decent pricing plan. I'm not too sure how long they've been around for. So if you want to migrate to them, you have to do your own due diligence there. But they look pretty good. And they also have free plans for 100,000 email transactional emails a month for free. And essentially, if you go over that, it'll just stop sending emails. Then the next plan up is the pro plan, which is $25 a month. And anything over that is 20 cents per thousand. So, you know, very, very reasonable. It's very similar to what else is on the market. But the 100,000 free transactional emails is pretty high. So I'm not too sure if that will change with them. But that's one of the things. You use these free services, or at least the free tier of services, that can go away. Just as we've seen with Mandrill, it can go away. If you're a paid Mandrill customer, you're looking to fork out at least an extra $10 a month at this point, which if you are using any of the kind of paid tiers, that's really nothing. But yeah, you just have to know that these services will potentially go. It's just one of those things that people are starting to kill free services or free tiers. So it's a little bit of a scary landscape, but at the same time, it's worth the risk. If you have clients that just don't have enough of a budget and you don't want them using something like the built-in email service, or you're using something like Heroku and you need to use some other service for transactional email. So you have to weigh up the risks of using a free tier and the risks of using a paid tier. Like there's different risks there, one being the monthly costs that are coming out of your essential budget versus the one where that service could go away or that tier could go away. So there is light at the end of the tunnel, at least that MailChimp are trying to get everyone in a nice transition. They're given a fairly decent transition period, and there are migration guides coming up left, right, and center for anyone on Heroku or other services. And it's good to see that they've kind of put up a post in their actual their own blog post saying that there are providers like SparkPost that you can migrate to, and SparkPost has a migration guide to make it fairly simple. It's not that hard to move over, so it's really good to see. But I'd love to know, you know, what are your thoughts on this move by MailChimp? You know, has it affected you badly? Is it going to be a problem for you? You know, what are you doing different now? What are you going to do to migrate away if you are? Are you looking to be a paid customer, like continue on paying the extra $10 a month and then the $20 a month for Mandrill? I'd love to know your thoughts and any actions that you're going to be taking. So yeah, leave a comment on codecatchup.com for this episode. Send me an email, codecatchup@gmail.com, and also leave a tweet at codecatchup. Also, I've been playing around on Anchor, so have a search for Jamie Jones on Anchor. I'm leaving a lot of little waves on there and prompting for questions and things like that on waves. So if you want to get more of a instant response kind of thing from me as opposed to waiting for an episode to come out, send me a wave or reply to one of my waves and we can get chatting on there. Otherwise, if you do have a spare moment, please don't forget to rate and review in iTunes. I'd really appreciate it. Otherwise, we'll catch you in the next episode.